Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Are you ready to go?
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today. Today's topic is sports.
And our title is Let's Race Dragon Boats. Let's Race Dragon Boats. Peter, what did we learn on yesterday's show?
We learned that dragon boat racing is not easy, right? You have to be strong and you have to work together with your other team members.
Yes. Well, I'm excited to learn more about this topic, and I hope you are too. So let's begin. Here's Peter with our Read It.
Alex will interview the dragon boat team captains next to their boats. He tells the camera crew. Alex steps onto the dock, but the dock is wet and slippery. Oh no! Alex slipped on the dock and fell into the river. He is okay, but he feels very dumb. One of the captains pulled him out of the water with an oar.
Oh no! Alex slipped on the dock and fell into the river. Peter, can you tell our friends what a dock is?
Oh, well, sorry. I was just thinking about Alex.
Falling into the river, right?
That's yes.
Horrible.
Well, the dock is where you go to get on a boat. But be careful. It's slippery and wet. You might fall into the river.
Yes, but we don't want that to happen, right? Especially not to Christina, because she needs to show us our keywords for today. Hi, Christina.
Alex 和 Susie 今天一起去访问龙舟队的队长。结果 Alex 在踏上码头的时候跌倒了。Alex steps onto the dock. Step 可以当动词用，表示踏或者是踩的意思。码头又湿又滑 ,the dock is wet and slippery. 形容词 wet 就是湿的 ,slippery 是滑的。结果 Alex 就滑倒掉进河里去了。He slipped on the dock. 动词 slip 就是滑跤或滑倒。最后他虽然没有受伤，但是 Alex 觉得自己很蠢。He really felt dumb. 形容词 dumb 表示笨的或愚蠢的。记得字尾 MB 的 B 不发音。还好有一位龙舟队的队长用船桨把他从水里拉出来。The captain pulled him out of the water with an oar. 名词 oar 就是桨。
I'll interview the team captains about the race.
Why don't you interview them next to their boats?
Great idea. I'll tell the camera crew.
Be careful, Alex.The dock is wet. Don't slip.
I'm okay. I'll be fine. I'll be careful when I step onto the dock.
Watch out. The wood is slippery. Don't fall into the river.
Alex and Susie are at the river.Alex will interview the team captains about the race.
That's great. It's a beautiful day. I think an interview around or near the river would be good.
I think so, too. Susie has an idea. She tells Alex, why don't you interview them next to their boats?
Great idea, Susie. And why don't we join Christina right now? She needs to tell us a little bit more about this question.
Susie 建议 Alex 在龙舟的旁边采访龙舟队的队长。Why don't you interview them next to their boats? 这是一个问句。换句话说 ,Susie 用一个问句来给 Alex 意见。这是一个比较委婉的方式。从这里我们也学到要给人意见的时候不一定要直直的跟对方说我建议你可以怎么样。可以学 Susie 这样子的用法。比如 ,Why don't we meet at the theater at 7? 或者 ,Why don't you take a break? 除了这个问句可以表达建议之外你可以用 ,Do you want to? 比如 ,Do you want to meet at the theater at 7? 或者用肯定句建议对方 You might want to take a break 这些都是给人建议的说法
Thanks, Christina Peter, why don't you tell our friends what happens next?
Sounds good. Alex likes Susie's idea about interviewing the captains next to their boats. So he will tell the camera crew.
Wonderful. But Alex needs to be careful. The dock is wet. Peter, can you tell us more about this word wet?
Sure. If it's raining outside and you don't have an umbrella...Do you know what's going to happen? Yes, you are going to get wet. Really wet.
I always put my wet clothes into the dryer so they can dry. Alex needs to be extra careful. The dock is wet, and we don't want Alex to slip.
No, we don't. Well, maybe I do, but Alex needs to be careful. Do you ever slip on anything, Marie?
Yes, I have lots of times. You might slip on some ice during the winter. You might slip on the stairs if you walk too fast.
Alex will try to be careful, especially when he steps onto the dock.
Ouch, Peter! Ouch!
What happened? Did something just happen?
Yes, you just stepped on my foot. Watch where you're going.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you ran into me. Well, Susie is a little worried about Alex. The wood is slippery. She doesn't want him to fall into the river.
Well, it's too late for that. Alex fell into the river. Oh, no. This is not good.
No, it's not. How can he do the interview if he's all wet?
I don't know. I just hope he didn't hurt himself.When you slip and fall, you can really hurt your body. Has something like this ever happened to you?
Well, of course, when it's raining outside, when I walk on the sidewalk, I can step on some slippery tile. That's dangerous.
Yes, it is. Well, Alex is having a bad day, and I'm pretty sure he won't do the interview.
Ooh, he should take a short break. And friends, let's take a short break right now.We'll see you after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
There are places where it is easy to fall and slip. Peter, where or when should we be extra careful?
Well, one time I went ice skating. This is in an ice rink. So you really are on ice. And that can be very slippery.
Yes, I have fallen down a few times. Well, let's find out who will interview the team captains. Let's watch Conversation B together.
Did you hear about Alex?
No. What happened to him?
He fell in the river at the dragon boat race.
Uh-oh, is he okay?
Yes, he's okay. But
he really felt dumb.
One of the captains pulled him out of the water with an oar.
Did he still interview the team captains?
No, Susie did the interviews. Alex was really disappointed.
We all heard about Alex, and Taylor heard about what happened, too. But Linda doesn't know what happened.
No, she doesn't. So Taylor tells her he fell in the river at the dragon boat race.
Uh-oh, but he is okay, right?
Yes, he's okay, but he felt really dumb.
Great!
What? How is that great?
Because you just said a sentence that we will learn more about. Here's our teacher, Christina.
因为 Alex 想要访问龙舟队的队长，结果走到龙舟旁，自己却滑倒掉进了河里去了。 Alex 觉得自己很蠢 He really felt dumb 在这个句子里我们来讲三个重点第一个是动词觉得感觉是 feel 它的动词三态是不规则的 feel, felt, felt 第二形容词 dumb 在这里是讲人很笨特别的地方是字尾 b 不发音最后我们中文会说我觉得自己很蠢我觉得自己太矮了他觉得自己今天很漂亮说这些话的时候中文都会加一个自己但是英文不需要哦英文只要说 He felt really dumb I feel short sometimes 或者 She feels pretty today 表达某人对自己的感官只要用人加上 feel 再加上形容词就可以了
Thank you, Christina Well, Alex felt dumb because he slipped and fell into the river.
He shouldn't feel dumb. It happens sometimes. If he had jumped into the river on purpose, then that would be kind of dumb.
Yes, well, one of the captains pulled him out of the water with an oar. Rebecca, can you tell us more about the sentence?
Hello there, friends. I'm so glad that you could join me today. Well, it's time to learn a new grammar point. Let's say that there's a group of people, and you want to say that only one of them does something in particular, you can use this grammar point. For example, one of the students is singing, or one of the boys ate the hot dog. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So let's practice a little bit together. One of the dogs is sleeping. One of the teachers got married. Friends, now it's your turn. Use today's grammar point with a friend.
One of the captains pulled Alex out of the water with an oar. An oar is like a long pole. It's flat and wide.And it's used for rowing or steering a boat.
And this oar is a little bit shorter since it's for a dragon boat race. So, Marie, did Alex still interview the team captains?
No. Susie did the interviews. Alex was really disappointed.
I was so disappointed.
Peter, don't be. What happened to Alex was only an accident.
Marie...I was disappointed. I was disappointed is today's...
Calendar phrase.
I was disappointed.
I was disappointed.
我很失望。
How was the party?
I was disappointed.
How were the snacks?
I was disappointed.
How was the music?
I was disappointed.
Why were you disappointed?
I couldn't go. I wasn't invited.
Oh. I was disappointed.
I was disappointed.
我很失望。
What a great calendar phrase that was.Alex was really disappointed because he didn't get to interview the team captains.
Well, have you ever been disappointed before?
Yes, of course I have. I felt disappointed when my friends didn't show up to my party. I felt disappointed when I couldn't dance in a dance competition because I was really sick. How about you?
Well...One time I had a game, and I was going to play, but then it started to rain. The game got canceled, so I was disappointed.
Well, I know Alex is really upset, but he can always do an interview next year.
Yeah, that will be great. Well, for now, we need to review. Let's look at those keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day.Step, step. John stepped on my foot.
Wet, wet. This floor is not dry. It is wet.
Slip, slip. I slipped on the banana.
Dumb, dumb. Al fell down. He felt really dumb.
Oar. I rowed the boat with the oars. Friends, those are our key words. Make sure to keep on practicing. Now, let's go over our conversations one more time.
I'll interview the team captains about the race.
Why don't you interview them next to their boats?
Great idea. I'll tell the camera crew.
Be careful, Alex. The dock is wet. Don't slip.
I'm okay. I'll be fine. I'll be careful when I step onto the dock.
Watch out. The wood is slippery. Don't fall into the river.
Did you hear about Alex?
No. What happened to him?
He fell in the river at the dragon boat race.
Uh-oh. Is he okay?
Yes, he's okay. But he really felt dumb. One of the captains pulled him out of the water with an oar.
Did he still interview the team captains?
No. Susie did the interviews. Alex was really disappointed.
The dragon boat race takes place on a river. Let's take a look at this photo. This is a photo of a beautiful river surrounded by tall trees.
That is a great view. The river is quite long and wide. But Marie, I have a question for you. What's the difference between a river, a lake, and a pond?
Good question. A river crosses an area of land and goes into the ocean or a lake, and it flows in one direction. Some rivers flow fast and others slow.
Okay. Well, what about a lake?
A lake is like a large area of water that is surrounded by land. Some people have lakes behind their house. You can even build your own lake if you wanted to.
All right, then, lake and pond, what's the difference?
A pond is similar to a lake. It's surrounded by land, but it is much, much smaller.
Wow, well, that was interesting. I learned a lot. I hope that was helpful for you. I think it's time to see what James and Ginger are up to, right?
That's right. Friends, let's watch Jungle Chit Chat together. Here we go.
Let's go! Jayo! Jayo!
Ginger, the races are over. You can stop cheering now.
The races were so exciting. What a great day.
Too bad I fell into the river.
Yeah, too bad. The dock was wet and slippery.
And someone pushed me, Ginger.
Sorry. It was an accident.
Really?
Yes. And sorry you got hit in the head with an oar.
Yes, too bad. That hurt.
Yeah, but it was still a great day, right?
Well...
Come on, let's say it together.
Okay.
Happy Dragon Boat Day! Yay! Jayo, jayo!
Hello, friends. Welcome to Jack's File. I'm Jack, and I'm glad you're here. I'm looking at pictures of sports cars. I like sports cars because they can go really fast. I like to drive fast. Well, not too fast, because I like to be safe too.
Many people like sports cars. Sports cars can go fast and are fun to drive. Usually, sports cars are small. Only two people can sit in one. One famous sports car is a Ferrari. These are very expensive cars, so not many people own them. They can go really fast, 340 kilometers per hour. There aren't many places where you can drive that fast. Porsches are another kind of sports car. These can also go very fast, more than 320 kilometers per hour. Most people don't drive them that fast. When you want to drive fast, you must know your car well. You must know how well and how fast it turns. You must also know how quickly it can stop. If you're going very fast, you need to be able to stop. People who want to drive very fast usually take special driving lessons. Then they can learn things about their cars that help them drive fast and safely.
Wow, can you imagine how fast a car can go? I like to drive fast, but I don't know if I could drive that fast. I'd need to be a really good driver. I know there are places where I can learn to drive a race car. Wouldn't that be fun? But for now, I'll just watch other people drive fast. I'll see you next time on Jack's File. Goodbye, everyone.
I'm glad Alex did not get hurt at the dragon boat race. But Peter, if you ever slip and fall really hard, or even if it's not that hard, I think it's important to visit a doctor, right?
Well, I guess so. Maybe if you're young, it's not that bad, but when you get older, that would be the case. I'm glad Alex could swim, though, or else we would be calling an ambulance instead of taking him
yes.
to the doctor.
That's right. Well, friends, don't slip and fall, and make sure if you do, you visit a doctor or at least get it checked up. We had a lot of fun with you today. We'll see you again soon right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.